Jesse Watt Ring Watch.
So we're trying to figure out whether or not Jesse Watt got engaged, and you would think, well, just ask Jesse Watt if she got engaged. She didn't do that. She didn't go that route.
I'm a silent partner.
Jesse Watt dropped off a box at the front of my house that has all these clues and hints, like a true crime game. So now we're trying to get to the bottom and piece together the clues and the timeline to figure out whether or not Jesse Watt did in fact get engaged, because I can't just look at her finger because we are working in two separate places right now and she won't show me her hand.
No, I have the camera specifically set up so you can only see my chin and up.
So in my investigation process, I figured that the first person that Jesse Watt would tell in this entire thing, if her boyfriend Tyler did in fact propose, would be her sister Kelly. So our first phone call, and by the way, thank you to everybody that submitted questions last night on our Facebook Live for questions for us to ask your sister Kelly. We're going to get her on the phone. We're going to ask her the questions, and I feel like we might be able to solve this case.
Okay.
Today.
So you are calling the first witness to the stand then, Kelly Watt.
I am.
Let's call her.
I need her number. Can you give it to me?
I got you. Let's call her.
Thank you. Oh, man. I wonder if this is how, like, they feel like on those shows.
On the ID channel?
Yeah. Lieutenant Joe Kenda here.
Hello?
Kelly.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Sarah Pepper. I work with your sister, Jesse Watt.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
So your sister, Jesse Watt, is very intuitive and knows the fact that I love true crime. I love Investigation Discovery, the ID channel, all that stuff. So she sent me a box on the front door of my house, and in that box are supposed to be clues and people of interest and possible witnesses, because we work in two separate places. She's at the studio and I'm at home, and she won't show me her ring finger as to whether or not she got engaged. So you are my first person to call and ask a few questions to try to get to the bottom of whether or not Jesse Watt did in fact get engaged.
Oh, okay.
So everybody said on Facebook that I should just call you and say, did Jesse Watt get engaged? But my guess is when I ask you, did Jesse Watt get engaged, you are going to
plead the fifth.
Okay, so that's all right. I've prepared for this, Jesse. Don't worry.
He's my favorite.
I watched Lieutenant Kenda last night and Hometown Homicide. Like, I am right to go.
Can I just say that I love when Sarah Pepper calls any one of my family members and goes, hey, Sarah Pepper, I work with, like, as if they, we don't FaceTime all the time, as if they don't know you.
All right, Kelly Watt, Jesse Watt's sister, has Tyler, Jesse's boyfriend, talked to you about the engagement?
Yes, he has talked to me about something.
Has he told you how he plans to propose?
He has told me how he plans to.
How does he plan to propose?
I plead fifth.
Have you seen the engagement ring?
I have seen it.
Have you seen the engagement ring lately?
I plead the fifth.
A genius!
Did Tyler ask your parents permission to marry your sister, Jesse Watt?
He has asked her permission.
Oh. Did he say, okay. I wasn't prepared for an answer on that one. All right.
She's sweating.
I mean, I am. All right. So if you're just joining the show, Jesse Watt left a, like, problem-solving, crime-solving kit for us to try to put the clues together to find out whether or not she got engaged or not. We're on the phone with her sister, Kelly Watt, right now. So far, we know that Kelly has seen the engagement ring. She pleaded the fifth on whether she has seen it recently. Tyler has talked to her about the proposal, and she does know how he plans to propose. She will not tell us how he plans to propose.
She's got alibis on top of alibis.
Well, and the problem is, too, I can't put together the timeline of when Tyler would have been able to propose, because Jesse Watt went home to Detroit from December 23rd to December 27th. We know that for a fact. We know that Tyler did not get to go home because we talked to Tyler before we all left for vacation, and Tyler said that he could not go to Detroit because he works for the Texans and they work that week. So going home for Christmas, he's worked for the Texans for 3 years. He does not and has not ever been able to spend Christmas with Jesse because because he can't travel on those days. So the engagement would have had to take in place sometimes before the 23rd, which I know that's not the case because I FaceTimed with Jesse Watt on the 22nd, which was her birthday, and there was no engagement ring on her finger. So if, in fact, the engagement took place, it would have had to have taken place after the 27th, and that would have meant that Kelly did not see the engagement ring because Jesse would have already left.
Okay, Sarah's sweating.
I feel like we're making progress.
She's making a lot of hand motions. Do we get to let this witness go?
You can go ahead and go. And I appreciate you being so open and honest with us, but tell your mom I'm calling her next.
All right, I'll give her a warning.
We will talk to Jesse Watt's mom, Mama Watt, tomorrow morning at the exact same time. If you have questions that I didn't ask or should be asking, put them on our Facebook page, DM them to us, send us to us on Twitter, because at this point, I don't want you to tell me whether or not you're engaged, because I'm invested in this investigation.
Oh, I know.
Not
yet
anyway.